with the BBC News. EU member states are considering an appeal by the European Commission president to share out tens of thousands of refugees. In Denmark, trains to and from Germany are to resume after the peaceful resolution of a standoff between police and migrants insistent on heading straight to Sweden to register for asylum there. Chris Morris is following events.
I think there's going to be a huge effort to create unity, not least because the alternative is in effect political leaders admitting that they've lost control, and no politician likes to do that. Just look at the events of today. More chaos in Greece, motorways closed in Hungary again, rail services suspended between Germany and Denmark, all because migrants are on the move. And I think the sheer scale of the problem is really concentrating minds. So it gets us back to that question about whether the pace of the politics can keep up with the pace of events on the ground.
Another ferry has left the Greek island of Lesbos, packed with refugees. Our correspondent Fergal Keane is travelling with the migrants.
The El Venizelos left the port of Lesbos shortly after 4 o'clock this morning. There are 2,500 refugees on board, most of them Syrians or Afghans. All around me on the ground I can see families asleep with their children, young single men, some of them playing cards. Most people who came aboard were asleep within minutes of their arrival. It will take this ship 12 hours to reach Athens. At that point, people will begin their journey into the rest of Europe.
Meanwhile, the Hungarian army has started military exercises to prepare for a possible future role guarding the country's southern border to prevent the entry of asylum seekers. It's already building a barrier along its border with Serbia. A worldwide group of scientists and ethical experts says researchers should be allowed to undertake the genetic modification of early-stage human embryos. In their report, the Hingston Group says the genome editing technique could allow biologists to discover more about the mechanics of life. Here's Fergus Walsh.
Genome editing has become one of the fastest developing areas in science. Researchers can now create synthetic molecules which are able to scan the DNA inside the nucleus of cells and snip out sections. Some group think its potential is huge, from helping to improve understanding of the genetic basis of disease to perhaps giving the means to treat it. But this area is controversial. The US federal government has already refused to fund any gene editing of embryos.
After weeks of protest, the government in Lebanon has finally agreed a plan to resume the collection of rubbish. Mounds of foul-smelling waste have piled up in the streets of the capital, Beirut, a symptom of the political paralysis which has left the country without a president for more than a year. World News from the BBC. There have been mixed signals in the latest economic figures released by China. Inflation rose last month, fueled mainly by higher food prices. But drops in the cost of commodities have led to a sharp decrease in the producer price index. The August fall of almost 6% was the steepest recorded since the depths of the global financial crisis in 2009. A senior executive in a Chinese state-owned steel company has been sacked for breaching Communist Party rules on frugality. Zhao Kun, vice general manager of Bao Steel Group, was found to have lacked self-discipline by drinking alcohol, playing golf, and accepting boxes of cigars from his subordinates. More than 30 judges in Ghana are due to appear in front of a panel investigating allegations of corruption. The judges are accused of bribe-taking and extortion. The inquiry follows a two-year investigation by a reporter who says he handed over nearly 500 hours of video evidence. A managing partner with Ghana's largest law firm says people will be interested to see how the affair is handled.
If judges have been bribed over the years, it's parties who have bribed the judges. So the judiciary we have is a reflection of the society that we have. There has been exposure. The confidence will soar if Ghanaians see what happens to these judges.
The government of Ecuador has started proceedings to shut down the country's one remaining press freedom group. The communications ministry said Fundamedios had broken a new media law by tweeting links to blogs and articles critical of the government. Engineers in Britain have developed three-dimensional barcodes that could be embedded in pills to help stop the spread of counterfeit drugs. The codes are made up of a unique combination of tiny imprints which can be moulded onto individual tablets of medication. They're then deciphered by a scanner that reads the dents using beams of light. BBC News.